I wouldn't know.
Oh, it doesn't say,
No,
oh,
you, no, no,
it's not printed on yours. Uh-huh. Yeah, so it's there, that's it. That's it, yes, yes.
I'm
not sure what.
Like the third or fourth page. But I'm
not, no, two
tests. Tess?
Next one.
What does it start with?
Mayav Shachris. Okay.
Got it.
Mayav Shachris Mincha V'Yamadin. Hashem means Adoin Hakoil. Amen. The actual cover, sure. Is more than that. It's Hoya Hoyve Yehye. In reality, the Shulchan Aruch brings down that when you say in Shema, Shem Hashem, you should say Adon. You have Kavanah Adon Hakol Hoya Hoyve Yehye. But any other time, you just say it's Adnos, Adon Hakol. Adon Hakol is Adnos, Adon Hakol. In reality, Hoya Hoyve Yehye is the name Yud Kei Vov Kei. Yud Kei Vov Kei has inside it Hoya Hoyve Yehye. So we don't have any other description that he's, what's the word in Kabbalah? It's called Ein Sof. Like there's no, there's eternal. Not eternal, it's
unlimited or
unlimited. Hoya, that's what you'd, we don't have any other description, but we say Adnos. The word says on it the Yud Hey and the Vav Hey. You're not allowed to say that, but the expression is Adnos. That's what we can say. Adon Hakol. Svosai Tiftoch.
Is it of any relevance? It says Ein Sof because there's also Ein Tchila either. There's no Ein Haschala either. There's no start. There's no end. But we just focus on the Ein Sof.
I think that's included.
It's
in
implied.
That. It's implied. I think it's implied. Yeah. In all Ein Sof. Ein Sof. Any direction. Yes. Svosai Tiftoch. On a petach svosai. Open my lips. Because out of great fear, I'm not even able to talk to you. But I must talk to you. But my mouth should talk to you. We'll see in a second. Let my mouth be similar to my lips. Take a look at the footnote on Aleph here. You see the footnote? Yeah, take a look. It's this one here. Harabib David Kwanglas, he was the Mashgiach of Baltimore, near Yisrael. Besoib Sichos Ar Shofoos, Omar, Shemugolim Anoshim Lachshoi, people think, She'enom Tzrichim Lachavein Kolkach Bobocha Bishoina. You have it, David, yeah? Yeah. You're not, people think it's not so necessary to have Kavon in the first Bocha. Shezer Oimim Kosher, because you say it every single day, three times a day, every year, the whole year. Avol b'chein tein pachtachol, which is the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, matchilim lechavin. That's where you have kavana. Shezeh dovah chodosh. Avol machshava zu la'amei ha'aretz. That's complete amaretz. It's completely wrong. It's an awful error, that. It's not true. B'nei Torah tzrichim ladas, you should know, she'al pi halocha, im eino mechavin b'chol teva b'rocha v'shayim, al pi halocha, if you don't have kavana in the first bracha, tzrichim lachzol, it's palel, not with any other bracha. In the first bracha, if you don't have kavanah, you have to say it again. However, umikeben shahayom einam oisim kein. Why don't we do that? Bipnei shalei batur shiachavin gam pamashniyah. We don't trust you the second time around. How are you going to have to come the second time around? So, but in reality, Rabbi say, if you reach the word boch ato of Magen Avraham and you didn't say Shem Hashem, you go back elokeinu velokei avoseinu. You go back and say from there again. You do go back. First bracha is likuva. Any other bracha, you don't have to go back. But the first bracha, if you find you said you finished until Boruch Atah Hashem, you didn't say Hashem. If you say Boruch Atah Hashem, you have no choice. You have to say Magen Avraham and you don't go back. But if you didn't, then you can go. What I sometimes do, if I find I didn't have kavana, I stop and I think over the words. Mm-hmm. Think over the words. Stop and go over the words in your mind again.
From the beginning,
yes.
Before
just
you
think.
Say Hashem, begin of Adam.
Yes. Or if you said Magen Avraham.
If you said
Magen Avraham, then stop and think the words. Thinking the words is okay. Thinking the words. Lemaisa, in Halacha, if ever you say a bracha, and you're not sure if you said a bracha, you're sofik, you don't say a bracha. Sofik brachas lahokel. You don't say it. But what should you do? You can think it out. You can think it out the bracha. You can stop and think the bracha. That's just as good. You mean before you eat? No, you're not saying anything.
No,
you, did I say ha'etz or not? Did I say asher yotza or not? I discussed it recently with Goldstein, he told me as follows, what you could do is you could say Vayivarech David. Say Vayivarech David and say, is there a sitter anywhere here? Just behind me. He said to me, the Chasam Sofer, not Lambeh Lepker, the Chasam Sofer says as follows. It's brought down in the Chasam Sofer.
Just before Yashin, yeah?
Here. You say as follows, if you're not sure if you say Vayivarech David es Hashem, with Hashem, Leini Kol HaKol, Vayimei David, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, Obinu Mi'olam Mi'ad Olam, and then you say, Vayipihoetz. Say Vayipihoetz, because you say Hashem, yes. Baruch Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, Obinu Mi'olam Mi'ad Olam, and that's a posuk. And then you say Vayipihoetz.
Interesting.
Hashem, that's what he said to me.
You
can do that.
If you're going to suffix, whether you actually said the bracha or not.
Yes. And then
interesting.
That's what you do it. And then you say it. Very
interesting.
It has in it.
I'm sorry.
I said it's Melech HaOlam. You know, you say Melech HaOlam Vayipihoetz.
Oh, okay. Not,
because there's no malchus here. There's no malchus. You say melech ha'olam b'yipi
o'etz.
You don't say baruch ato Hashem. Yes, because it has in baruch ato Hashem. It's a posuk here. But then after you say the words me'olam mi'ad olam, melech ha'olam, then b'yipi o'etz. Melech ha'olam. If you're not sure, you can say the baruch. That's what he told me. Said, I used to say a baruch without shame Hashem. Oh, but that's brought down in it. It's not so lechatchila that. Because it's really nothing.
Why,
this is much better.
Why wouldn't the suggestion be okay? Well, then get a glass of water or a lolly or a candy and say shakal.
Oh yes, you could certainly do that. Say shakal on that and cover that.
Mind.
Yes. Take something else. Yes, you could do that. Yes. Take something else. Yes. Take something else and take a shakal on that and cover that. That's also
not another
itch. No. But look what he says here. It's a mistake to think that the first baruch is lekuva. It's crucial. Well, we're in the fourth line. Well, mikaven shehayom einam oisim kem mipnei shelo batuach. We're not sure you'll do it again. Nimso she'al piyadin lo yotzo hatfila im lo kiven baruch. You hear that? Rabbeinu never. You're not yotzo in Shemayne Yassay. The first baruch is not good. It's lekuva. You're not yotzo in tefila. Look at the next one here. Nimsakar, Remes, in this word, Hashem's that's brought down by the Ramchal in Mesilas Yeshayim. He says as follows. There are three things a person should think of before you come to Davon. Number one, and that's the word Hashem. The word Hashem means realize who you're talking to. You're talking to Borei Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an exclusive conversation here. You're talking to Hashem. Base, she's bringing our Romamus Hashem. I'm dumb. I can't talk. I can't express myself. Because I feel so embarrassed. I can't talk to him. I can't talk. Number three, but you need help in order to say the words. You need siyata d'shmaya when you're talking to him. Even something like speech. Okay. Why did Chazal put it in? That is a very important concept here. If when you're coming into Davin, the Anova when you're coming to Davin, you feel the shiftless, you feel the and that's the optimum stance for tefillah. That Hashem, that if me ata omid, and lo yochal da'aber, ni chayav l'daber, ani lo yochal b'sheker, ni chayav l'daber. I was thinking that the Alter from Keln says that the difference between a tzaddik and a rosha is a vivid imagination, koyach atzilu. He has a whole maimah on it. A rosha just says what he wants, eat what he wants, goes what he wants. He has no idea of consequence in his imagination of the outcome of something. Masha'enke and a tzaddik, he perceives things. If I say this, if I eat this, there's anova which is needed. When you come into a shul on Rosh Hashanah, you have to have an imagination. You think you came into a shul, in reality you came into a court of law, based in a god law. And you have to have an imagination that, standing in front of Bayre Olam, and I often tell them in a class, and I sometimes give a shiur on this in seminaries, there are two tables in front of you. On the right-hand side of all the mitzvahs that you did, on the left-hand side are things that you shouldn't do. And the Koyach HaTfilah is you can move over. So move over Hashem from Kisei Adin to Kisei Adin. That's the Koyach of Tefillah. But you have to have Anova. Without Anova, it doesn't go through. The Anova is the whole mindset you need when you come to Davin. The Anova is the whole framework in which how you come to Davin.
Would it be appropriate to use the concept of Chizm, I think it's from Chassidus, that Hashem is infinite. There was a question, how does Hashem, who's infinite, make himself available to us who are finite? There's a whole finite, infinite connection. So there's a path that Hashem creates of some sort that allows his Hashpah to come through to us. Would it be appropriate in terms of taking how to daven, especially with imagination, to imagine like a pathway, following that same pathway back up to Hashem? Keeping that in.
We spoke a little bit about that on Shabbos.
Pardon me?
It's an Indian in Torah Snister. There's something called a tzimtzum. Mm-hmm. A Kodesh Baruch Hu Lamaisha is Melokolo is Kavoido. But if we would have that. Yesh Melokolo is Kavoido. Aber Kodesh Baruch Hu, he sealed that Hatzimah. He removed himself. But Olam, he took away himself and left a tzimtzum of himself. What we see, we're not able to see Kavod Koyed HaShemayim. He removed himself from the world. Why? Because we could not, like for example, by Sinai, they couldn't take it. We couldn't hear Shabbos. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's called tzimtzum, means he removed himself and left something here for us to work with. That's the concept of Tefillah. That's what you're working. You're working with whatever there is here in the world. In other words, that's a tzimtzum. I remember once reading that Aryeh Kaplan once explained in a beautiful way. How can you understand it? The neshama inside a person, you don't see it, but it's there. Mm-hmm. The fact that you can do this is because of your neshama. You don't see it, but it's there. It's the same with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he explained. It's a moshul. He's there. You don't see him, but he's there. He's there. You don't see it there, but you should be aware that he's there. That he's there. That's the tzimtzum. But you need another for that. Without another, person has no feeling of shame and embarrassment when you come to speak to him. The Abu Dram writes something very interesting. He says that every tefillah of Rosh Hashanah begins with the words Uvachein. What's Uvachein for? What is Uvachein for? So he says, Uvachein Ovoy Al HaMelech. Esther, and she had to come in front of Uvachein Ovoy, even though I'm not worthy, I'm not suitable, nevertheless, I'll come in front of the Melech. Uvachein means the Anova, the feeling of humility to come in front of him.
Meaning,
despite all my shortcomings. In fact, I'm not able to tap him properly, but the fact that you feel that, if you feel that, Hashem is supposed to say, I'm not, go ahead, then you're on the right level. If you think I'm not suitable, then exactly that's the mood you should have.
Esther.
I will go. I'm not able to, but I have to go in. And that's the gisha which you need. And that's what Hashem Sforzai Tiftach means. Hashem Sforzai means that. I feel embarrassed. I feel awkward talking to you. But I know I have to talk to you. But don't talk, then what will be with my din? And the koyach of tefillah is to move him over from the koyach of din to koyach of racham. It's an unbelievable koyach. And actually move him. That's the meaning. I once explained it in the shir. As Gemara in Sukkah says, Loma nimshelu tfilosan shel tzadikim la'atar, ayin tof reish is a pitchfork. Why is it compared to a pitchfork? The farmer goes down into the field, says the Gemara, and sees the wheat on top is dry, the wheat underneath is wet. He takes a pitchfork and turns it over. So the koyach for tefillah is to be an atar. Vayeh ta yitzak lo'noch achishto, ki ha'korahi. She could never have a child. Next pasuk says, batar rivka. Just told me she could never have a child. No, it means that he entreated, he turned over the situation. It's an incredible ability to change the situation through tefillah. That's what tefillah, and that's why they told us, Imu lefonai b'malchias, Imu, talk to me, also Moshe Shana said, the korban is you. The Gemara brings down, on Pesach we bring the Omer, and there's a bracha on the Torah. On Shavuos we bring the Shtei HaLechem, there's a bracha on the Peros HaIlam. On Sukkot, we bring the water, Nisach HaMayim, that will have a winter of rain. The Imu Lafanai, and say in front of me, what's the Korban? I'm the Korban. Me. It's me with my speech. I come and speak. I come and talk to him. That's the Korban. The Korban is me. Present myself. With what? With speech. With Dibul. Why Dibul? Why Dibul? That's the highest quality of a human being.
That's Hashem. Hashem breathed into us.
The highest ability of a person is Doimeim Tzomeach Chai Medaber. Then there's even higher than that. Medaber Lifnei Hashem. There's regular speech. Hello, good morning to how are you? And there's Bachal Kachayim Bechesed, which is much, much higher. Much higher. Devoim Ba'olam Beruma Shel Olam. I must tell you, Rabbi, I once saw a Brisker Rav on that.
What?
The Brisker Rav once explained that the lowest in creation is a doimein, a stone, a rock, the sea. Higher than that is a tzameach, a plant, a tree. Higher than that is a chai, a cow, a bird, a horse. Higher than that is a medaber. What's the difference between a chai and a medaber? Enormous difference between an animal and a medaber, says the Brisker Rav. The same merchak between an animal and a human being is the difference between regular speech and dibur lifnei avodah. That same, it's enormous between regular speech, hello, good morning, and mechalka, is enormous difference. Medaber lifnei Hashem, unbelievable koyach which we have. Maybe that's why Lashon Ho is a killer. No? You use that highest koyach that you had, and you put it in the sewer, in the gutter. No? The greatest koyach you had is a koyach, and you put it somewhere, which is, you ruined it. Koyach HaDibur is everything. And that's what we use for tefillah. And that's the pitchfork. The pitchfork is the ability to be able to come in and present yourself. But it needs a mindset of another. Without another, it doesn't work. I once heard a beautiful moshel from Moshe Aaron Stern, the Mashgiach of Kamenetz. He said a beautiful moshel on it. Two brothers, one rich and one poor. And every time the poor brother ran out of money, he ran around the corner and asked his brother for another check. And every time his brother gave him another check. When it came to the time, he turned around and said to his wife, I can't go anymore. I'm too embarrassed to ask my brother anymore. I can't ask him for any more money. She said, if you don't go, we'll have nothing to eat. He explained it so beautifully about Moshe Aaron Stern. She said, I'm not going. She said, if you don't go, we're finished. He said, well, we'll see what happens. A few days and nothing to eat. She said, you'll have to go. He dragged himself out, walked down the drive, and went round to his brother. And he stood by the front door. He couldn't even press the bell. He was so embarrassed. He pressed the bell, and he heard his brother coming towards it, open the front door. His brother opened the front door. That's exactly how you should feel. It's me again. I came to you last year, I'm coming to you again. Mm-hmm. It's me again. I'm embarrassed to come to you, but I have to come and ask you again. That's a beautiful expression. Yeah. I'm here again. I asked you before, and I'm coming to ask you again. That another. That's the way the atah works. The atah doesn't work with confidence. The atah works with humility, with rahmanas, with another. That's what he's saying here. Look at the next one, Rabbi Yisrael. You must be very careful to explain the words with kavana when you say the first bracha. That's what I just said to you. You have to go back again. If you didn't have kavana. That's why I just said, go back to Elokei Avraham. Go back to there. If you already finished the bracha, think them over in your mind. That's what I do sometimes. If you didn't have enough kavana, stop and think over the brachas again. Think it over. And then start. It's enough. It's not ideal, it's not the chatzchila, but that's what you should do. Think over the bracha, think over the words again. Last one, Dalet. Tamakrios, why do we bow down b'tchila b'soif ha'avos, at the beginning of the end of avos? Ki hi koleles kol ha'shvachim sheheim me'ein kol shvachos yisbarach. Inside the first bracha are all the praises of which we can say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein ika bracha zu lehoiros yichud elokusai, the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'chein koirim laharos hachnor. There we have the hachnor. That's the chashibus of hachnor. Avos, let's just read through the Peirush here, the first bracha up on top. Look at the top. Avos, Look at the words here. The word boch means an expression of praise and thanks. That bracket there, ribui, is actually a machlokes rishonim, what the word boch means. Most rishonim hold that the word boch means mekor habochus, but the Rashba says it means a little bit more, it's ribui, what there is and more. You're praising what there is, and inside that praise is a request for more. Tosef is ribui, what there is and more. Yudkei bovke adoin hakol hoya hoive v'yehiye. I don't know if you can have kavanah as well, that as well. Usually, I think the Vilna Gaon says in, is it a Mishnah Berurah here, Aleph?
Just drop it right behind. Chaylik, do you want?
Aleph. Mm-hmm. He says right at the beginning, he brings down from the Vilna Gaon. Right at the very beginning. Here we go. Open the right page straight away. So the halacha says, "Yichavim b'kriyvasa yud kei vav kei haya hay b'viyehye." So says the Mishnah Berurah here. "Bia hagwal kasev tulefi oimek hadin ein soich lechavin ela peyush kriyasa." Al ikah hadin says the Gaon. All you have to think is the word adoin hakoil, adnus. You're saying adoin. The bechol mokam hodachin achar kriya. What you said? You said adnus. You said ado and then noi. So the kavana is adnus. Afshe yesh b'aksiba soidus. There are tremendous secrets in the word. Levad b'kriya shema shom. No, except for shema. So echlachavin gam kein shohaya hoy v'viyeh. When it comes to shema, you need more. Adon Hakol and Hoya Hoy Veviyehiyeh. But by any other time, it's Adon Hakol. Uvamokum Shenichta Ba'alef Dale, the Kuli Ama Insoch Ela Lechabin, Shuadon, just Adon Hakol. So says the Vilna Gaon. Yeah, okay. That's the halacha. Adnus. Let's carry on, let's turn over. Elokeinu. Elokeinu always means takif. It means Kalakoichus. Balai Choyles or Balakoichus Kulan. He has the potential of all the strength in the world. Shemashgiach Aleinu Bahashkocha Pratis. That he supervises us with tremendous Hashkocha Pratis intervention, divine supervision. That's Elokeinu. The difference between Hashem and Elokeinu. Hashem is Adon Hakol. Elokeinu is Kalakoichus. Kalakoichus. Elokei Aboiseinu, Sheshgiach L'Avois HaKadoshim B'Hashkocha Miuchedes, Shekos Imam Bris Lahem L'Zaron, that he made a covenant with each of them. This Rabbi Sai is the Peirush of the Michtov Meliyahu. The word Elokei, three times, means the exclusive Bris made with each one of the Avois. Elokei Avom, because he had chesed. There was an exclusive bris made with Avraham Avinu to look after his family because of the source of the chesed of Avraham. Elokei Yitzchak was a separate bris which was made with Yitzchak because he had Yira. And Elokei Yaakov means the bris which was made because of Torah of Emes. Three different bris. Why doesn't it say Elokei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov?
Why is it each one brought out a unique
quality? Each one. In other words, our protection is because of three different covenants which were made with each of the other sacerdotes. Each one had their own bris. That's Rav Tester's point, I think he brings that out. I remember reading there, Michtov Meliyahu. Each one is exclusive. Each one is by itself. Hokeil, hu hachozok kol hakoichos b'midas harachamim. He possesses all the koichos. Hagodol, gudgodol in chesed. Gibor Gavua in Din. Noira is Levado Ro'u Lira Mimenu. She'im Biad Adam Shum Lehetiv Lahab. It's all in his control. He's Mashgiach al HaKol. Noira, the Noira. Kel Elyon. But all that you've said is Shuha Sibas Kala Sibas HaKomen. Kel Elyon. And he's above all that we've just said. I think the Gaon says, why do we say Kel Elyon? He's even greater than those two, those praises. It's really Emunah Shlema, no? This isn't it. All these three concepts, that's really the concept of Emunah Shlema, no? Hokeil, Kol HaKoichos, Godol, Godol Chesed, Gibor, in Gavur in Din, and Noira is Liyarev, to fear him, to fear him. Shum Be'er Lahitev, to fear him, to fear him. Noira. Just looking recently, in why was Nineveh spared? Why wasn't Nineveh destroyed by Yonah? What was the reason why?
I don't remember.
They did Shuvah, no? What?
They did Shuvah.
Really, they did Shuvah? What type of Shuvah was it?
Fear.
What?
Fear.
It was what?
Fear.
Fear. What type of Shuvah? What, was it a real Shuvah or not? So the Mefarshim bring down, I saw, it was only because they were scared, but not because they had Charotah. Yeah. They had no charota of what they did wrong. Mm-hmm. They only were scared of the outcome. They listened to Yonah. They had fear for Yonah. And Yonah said his warning to them. They say that Nineveh was, it took 3 days to walk from across, all the way across Nineveh. Mm-hmm. And it was an enormous, enormous city. And when he gave his declaration in the center of the city, everyone, the whole of Nineveh, everybody heard him. They were scared of Yonah. When he said that, they were all so scared. They did, but their tshuva was only out of scare, fear, but there wasn't a charota. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, it's only when you have charota that you did something wrong. They had no charota, but they were just scared. So they're noira, they had noira, but they didn't have the full recognition of a Kodesh Kodesh.
Still okay. Saved, but Sodom and Gomorrah didn't have that.
It worked for temporarily. I think 40 years later, it was destroyed, wasn't it? I think Nebuchadnezzar wiped out.
Wasn't Pharaoh the...
They came all the way back. Yeah, but they came all the way back. They bounced back all the way back. After they did Tshuva, whatever
Pharaoh
happened.
Pharaoh died by then.
But they came back. They had the Avodah Zarah, and there was tremendous crime, tremendous... They gave everything back, everything which was stolen. Immorality, it was a depraved society completely. It was the second stone, and they were scared about what they knew what happened to stone.
Right.
But once they were spared, they all came back, and 40 years later, they were wiped out completely by Nebuchadnezzar. Okay, let's carry on. Going off the point a little bit. Kel Elyon, he's above all these. Goymer chasodim tovim, tomid goymer chasodim, she'im bohem ta'u bo'isra, u'machavnin el tachis ha'nirza. He always is goymer chasodim tovim. What does goymer mean, my boy? What does goymer chasodim tovim? What's the word goymer mean?
Compensator, pay back.
Paying back. Paying back. He's paying back. What's he paying back for?
It's like for things we're doing, pays us back.
So he pays us back. Everything. All the chesed HaKadosh Baruch is a reward. Gomel is to pay back.
Could be to pay back from what the Avos did, maybe what...
Really, it's all the chasadim of HaKadosh. Gomel chasadim tovim is paying back. He's paying back. Is that what it is? Paying back? All the chesed HaKadosh is paying back.
He just gives.
So why Gomel?
It's to give.
Right, no, he's saying chasadim tovim. Why Gomel chasadim?
I've seen it translated as bestows.
Bestows?
Yeah, how do we translate kigamal alai?
Gomel means he pays you back. He'll pay you back. Kigomal aloy. You mean at the end of Yud Gimel? Ashur Hashem kigomal aloy. Kigomal to paying you back, paying you back. That already in Yud Gimel, he pays you back for waiting for him for the Mashiach. That's already something else. Because you waited for him in that payment, kigomal aloy. He'll pay you back because you waited.
In Eshes Chayil we say gimalasu tov v'lo ra.
Ken.
That she pays him back the good
she
things
she feels that everything is being given to her.
She doesn't pay back the bad things that her husband does to her.
Right. So she feels, I have a chayv. I have a chayv to my husband. I must give back. Mm-hmm. I must give back. Going out. I once saw a perush in this, my boy, saying, this is the chesed of a kodesh, to make you feel as if you're being paid back. Mm-hmm. It's a kind of... It shouldn't be nama ksufa, like shameful bread. You shouldn't feel embarrassed of what you receive. So it says goymer chasodim tovim, that the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to make you feel that you deserve it, as if you did. B'koinei hakol, mechadish b'chol yom tovim ma'aseh b'reishis. He continually renews all his kindness, all the time. Koinei hakol. B'zoicher chasdei avos, and he remembers the kindness of the avos, b'chol yom zoicher b'shvileinu ma'aseh ha'chesed shel avoseinu. Or maybe goyel. And because of this, he'll bring the Gula. Kaseda Makayev HaGula. Kikolayin Miskalge Ma'aleinu HaMakavona. I suppose we went out of Zchus Avos. Perhaps if we went out of Zchus Avos. It seems to be, but Koinak was Zaycha Chastei Avos, or maybe Goyel. Is it dependent on the Zchus Avos? What happens if we went out of Zchus Avos?
I guess there's also Midas HaRachamim.
What's pshat here, Rabbi Yisrael?
It
seems to be here. It's dependent on Tzuchus Abbas. And if Tzuchus Abbas runs out, what happens then? No, it's the end of the post. The end of the book. The end of the book. No, Biavo. That's what. So yeah, look at the end. It seems to be that everything's dependent on Tzuchus Abbas. Even if we didn't have schus, he'll still bring the gula shlema, even though we haven't got schus, even though we ran out of it. Have a look, Rabbi Yisai. That's the perush of it. Have a look at the back. Go back to the here, the second paragraph here. Look at the second paragraph here.
Is this for the individual or for the klal?
I think both. We, you and me are living on schus avos. No, why only for the cloud?
Oh, Israel is one nation.
No, but supposing a person doesn't have schus avos, then he's stuck. He's limited.
Why wouldn't he have schus
avos? I mean, somewhere in the back in the generations, there must be somebody. Yes.
It's what a ger doesn't have
schus avos. Ger doesn't have schus avos. No. No, I think for the individual as well. We the fact that we're living here in Eretz Yisrael, I think, is nothing else but suicide, isn't it? From previous generations of all the Mesiras Nefesh of previous generations in Europe, how difficult it was there. But we are living off their schus, no, I think so. I certainly think so. On our own schus, I can't. Maybe some people, I don't think I am. We're living on schus of our previous generations, people who did so much.
Maybe the schus avos is eternal, but each one of us during the year uses up the schusim. The shofar brings us back.
That's very true. That's a very beautiful point. It's a very beautiful
point.
Like a reset? It's exactly. No, he's quite. This is a beautiful point.
I'm so factory says
shofar brings us back to the
Yes.
The shofar brings us back to the chesed of the Yekeda.
Yes, yes. And that we awake.
It also reminds us.
Yes. Yeah, that's a beautiful point, Yehuda. I think it's a beautiful point, yes.
Look at this. We're coming just to hear that.
No, it is. It's true. That's the koach of the shofar. Shofar brings
back. It seems to be appropriate that we're learning, because we're learning the brachos right now for Rosh Hashanah, as opposed to
that. That's
Zichronos. That's Zichronos.
אבל ראיתי כתוב בזוהר שאם האבות לא היו מתפללים, אפילו ההורים בקבר, אז לא היו חיים אפילו חצי יום. לא היו חיים, זה כתוב, ראיתי במקום.
באמת, אני לא יודעת.
הנפטרים לא היו מתפללים, לא היו מתפללים עלינו, חצי יום לא היינו חיים זוהר. לא היינו חיים חצי יום אפילו. אתה ראית בזוהר,
But what happened? We're saying at the end of the bracha here, so the man shomer bi'ahava, and even though there might not be schus of shali, they are gula yiskadei shomer boilam bi'ahava mipnei god lo avoso shali so maybe lehem gula. They'll bring the gula because of the ahava, even though there might be no more schus avos left. Never, that's the ahava at the end. Take a look at this paragraph on the previous page, second paragraph. Omnam yadua. I mentioned it just before, but just have a look inside. You have it?
Yep.
Omar Midua, Hanefesh Achaim. The Ein Peirush Baruch Tehillah. He brings down the which I mentioned to you just before. It's not just Shevach and Tehillah. Most of the Bishoinim say that the word Baruch means Shevach Vahidah. But Tumua Ma'oid Shalah Hirgish Bachala Bishoinim. He doesn't bring down all the other Bishoinim who'd say that it's Shevach Vahidah. Elohu Loshen Toysefes. The Chaim Veloshen at the beginning of Shabbat Beis and Nefesh Chaim says it's Ribui Hashbos Aboyim, more and more of what there is already. He is already, and you're praising what there is, and inside that praise is also like a request for more. I once mentioned to Shir here, Rabbi Say, that's the reason why we leave the crumbs on the table. That the crumbs grow, the crumbs Eina Bochachal Al Reikam. You leave the crumbs on the table on your bench because there's a Ribui Bocha from what there is. There should be more. He's giving more. Who knows that lechem? He continually gives lechem. He should continue to give. That's the perush of the Rashba. Let's go on. Ali Shmuel b'nei Bil Barcheini. Bless me. He goes on. Omnam pshat zeh kosher moed benusach habachos kamo shehidgish akos. We can leave that out. This goes in a bit more detail there. Look at the very bottom of Vov. Hakuzari maybe sha'avos yachshav malas ha'avos shebris ha'elokim kaim lehem adoin. Oh, look what he says here. Kuzari brings down that the avos yachshav malas ha'avos u'shebris ha'elokim kaim. It goes on forever.
So it doesn't run out.
It doesn't run out. I think the reason is why. You know why I think it doesn't matter? Because we follow in the ways of the Avos. When it says, what's the maila of saying a birchas Avos? That I also am trying to be like Avraham Avinu with Chesed. I also have you. If you act in the ways of the Avos, then already you are awakening that credit which you have there. That credit is to be awakened. Rav Chatzko, I once saw in Maimon of Rav Chatzko Lebet, he once explained, you want me to be like Avraham Avinu? I can't be. Yeah, but I'm a mile down the road. He's 1,000 miles down the track. But I'm on the track. I'm on the track of, if you're doing Chesed, then you're from Avraham Avinu. If you're doing learning Torah, you're on the track of Yaakov Avinu. Ata lo, ata vachot mod, avol zeb, a kivun sheli. If the kivun is that, then you can ask for schus avos. You can't ask for schus avos if you're never doing anything like the avos, if you're not behaving like them. And that's what this first part is. I am included in the bris. Why? Because I emulate them. I replicate what they did, and therefore that's a kerach schus avos. How can you say this first bracha if you're not kind, if you don't have a middle of chesed to you? So the fact that you do, you're wakening up inside you the kerach schus avos. Maybe that's the reason why. People do things with Mesiras Nefesh. What is Mesiras Nefesh? Mesiras Nefesh means you're doing something like Avraham Avinu had Mesiras Nefesh. So that's Avraham Avinu, Mesiras Nefesh.
Are you saying here that we should be... Are we asking for something in the first bracha? Like during the week?
No, it's a praise. It's a praise to Hashem. But it's who we are. It's like the passport. This is my identity. My identity is I belong to these people. I'm included in the bris. It's a praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a request. That's the whole question. How can you say Zochinu L'chaim in this first bracha? Because there's no makom of bakosha here. So Kosveinu B'chaim in the first bracha. There's no request here. So Chaim L'man. Kosveinu L'chaim L'man for you. I'm asking for Chaim because of your sake, not for me. Chaim L'man that I can do what you want me to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Otherwise, it turns out to be a request. Kosveinu l'chaim melech ofez b'chaim. Where is, what's the lashon here? Where is it? Here. Zochveinu l'chaim melech ofez b'chaim. V'chosveinu b'sefer ha'chaim l'mancha. So l'mancha goes with chaim l'mancha. So I'm asking for chaim l'mancha, that I can do what you want me to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the key one here. Okay, we'll leave it here, Rabbi Yisrael. Minchah Maariv is now at 9:15. Next week, yes, next week we'll carry on. Next week we'll carry on.
Can I share a quick thought with people? I was having a discussion with a friend of mine, who's not well. And he was talking, I think he does a lot of learning. And I was going to visit him one day a few weeks ago. And he talked about the idea of we ask for a lot of times for brachas. He says, if you're on a kli, a proper kli to hold a bracha, it'll just fall right to your hand. I'm just going to give you a bracha that you're asked for. If you're not properly prepared to kli, it'll just fall away. And nothing to hold it.
Yes.
So this very much brings out the idea that if you have the proper kana and this bracha,
yes, very much so. You're fitting.
You have to
very beautiful, beautiful idea. Thank you for coming.
What it holds.
Very nice.
Money, he's responsible. Give it to the doctor.
Entity.
How do you translate entity?
Anybody driving up to Sun Gardens area?